What I said that day, and frankly have said it for years as a congressman, is that the industry is changing. And we need to make sure there are newspapers around, particularly so that young people are reading the paper and following current events. And unless some fundamental changes are made in the way that newspapers are printed and those businesses are run, I fear that industry is going to go away.
Well, do you fear, though, that you know a lot of advocates were there worrying the fact that there's too much media concentration, that there's too few and not enough for the you know little folks, as it were?
I do, and there's a balancing of interest here. I fought attempts, not by the big companies, the big companies, the Murdoch companies, to consolidate. And so you have to balance that against making sure that you do have enough voices out there. In a community like Tampa, where we have dueling newspapers, we are the beneficiaries, the readers and the consumers. So I think in situations like that, they ought to look at allowing some cross-ownership. But it is a balancing of interests.
Let me ask you about Governor Crist, if I could. Obviously, he's very popular so far, but a lot of people say, you know, the hard work is still yet to come. Let me ask you about they're going back to special session next month because all of a sudden we've got not enough revenue here for the state. What do you think is going to happen there?
I think, unfortunately, the governor and the legislature are going to be forced to make some difficult choices, cutting funding for the schools and hospitals and social services. I hope that they will start to look at some of these exemptions to the sales tax, so the people in Tallahassee are paying their fair share of taxes, and we do need to have real property tax reform, which we don't have yet.
What would you suggest in terms of property tax reform?
The first thing I think should happen is the legislature should stop raising local property taxes to pay for schools. They did that in the last budget. They don't like to admit it. That needs to stop. The state needs to start paying its share of our schools and stop using local property taxes so much for that.
You just mentioned sales exemptions and the like. And, you know, I guess Senator McKay was the one years ago who tried to get that going. It seems like, you know, whether it's a special interest or what have you, that gets nowhere. I mean, is that something, if you were governor, you would like opened up and really do that? Because we obviously have a problem with the way our tax structure is set up in the state.
I think the public is hungry for some leadership in Tallahassee that stands up for the regular guy who's paying excessive property taxes, high insurance prices. And if someone stands up, the governor of the legislature, and says there are people in this state that are not paying their fair share, I think there'll be a lot of support among Democrats, Republicans, and independents for that.
What do you think about Governor Crist's environmental moves he's made?
Well, I think they're good headlines, but the devil's in the details. I have fought that fight in the past in the legislature, trying to control emissions. And what we need to have now is a very honest public debate in the state about how to make that happen.